the National Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. The National Broadcasting Company's Mammoth Billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, the Grand Marquee announces a gay South American romance by Virginia Stafford Lynn entitled Wedding in Colombia, starring Jim Amici. And now, before the curtain rises, here's a greeting and a word of introduction from our star himself, Jim Amici.
Thank you. Thank you, George Stone, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's play is An Adventure in the South American Tropics. A warm climate where cold shoulders and icy stares are rare indeed. But there are troubles aplenty for Francis, the maid of Manhattan, and Carlos, the Colombian caballero, before the good neighbor policy wins out. It all began the day the Elwoods set out in search of a good tin mine at a good price.
Oh, Rick! Senor, have you engaged a car and driver for my father and me?
Si, senorita. Even now, the car is outside the hotel waiting to drive itself.
Merci. Gracias, senor. When my father comes downstairs, please tell him that I've gone on out to the car.
Si, senorita.
Oh, buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senorita.
You are the driver who... wait a minute. Where's my dictionary? Senor... A impeller my padre and me to the Granada Estaño mine.
Do you wish me to drive you and your father to the Granada tin mine?
Oh, you speak English.
Si, senorita. What is that you were speaking?
Is this the car, Francis?
Yes, I was just talking to the driver. They rent rather swanky cars down here, don't they?
Let's get started now. We've got quite a trip ahead. Driver.
Yes, si, senor.
Savvy road to Granada, tin mine, and the foothills of the Andes Mountains?
Si, senor. I savvy. The Andes would be hard to miss.
Fran, you think this fellow's all right?
Uh-huh. In fact, I think I'll ride up in the front seat. I'm a pushover for these South American views.
Enjoy the view, senorita?
The what? Oh, why, it is beautiful, isn't it?
Si, senorita, very beautiful.
Say, aren't we there yet?
No, senor, go back to sleep. I will call you.
Driver, will you please not take these curves on one wheel?
Seguro, this one I will take on two.
You look here, mister. What do I call you?
What would you like to call me?
That's beside the point.
Well, if you wish to call me something, why not call me Carlos?
All right. You may call me Senorita Elwood.
Oh, gracias, senorita. You're too kind.
You know, Carlos, you seem to be quite intelligent. Much higher class than most of the natives we've met. Can you read and write?
Oh, si, senorita. Can't you?
Why, of course. You see, the reason I asked, I was interested. I was wondering why you'd be content to be just a hired chauffeur.
You know, senorita, many times I say to myself, Carlos, that is what I call myself when I'm speaking to me. I say, Carlos, why should not amount to something, you lazy boy? But so far, I do not answer me.
I suppose that you are married.
No, senorita, I'm still happy. But now I ask the questions. It is my turn. Why do your father wish to gain control of the Granada tin mine?
Oh, but he doesn't. He merely wants to... What made you say a thing like that?
I put two and two together. Oh, I can count too, senorita. I'm very educated, and as you say, I am very intelligent. You see, when a man from North America come here to Colombia, it means only one thing. To make money, senorita.
Well, what an idea. Dad certainly is interested in buying in, but he has no interest.
Colombia is not a country for tin. Why do he not go to Bolivia? Or perhaps he can make more money here.
Well, naturally, he'd like to... Now, wait a minute. I don't think I like the way you're saying these things.
Oh, forgive me, senorita. I'm such a crude fellow.
Maybe you didn't mean it quite the way it sounded.
Senor, wake up. We are arriving, senor.
Huh? Uh-huh. Oh, this is it at last?
Si, senor. Look, there in the mine is all the beautiful things.
Isn't anybody around?
Senor, I myself in person will go to find someone. I will be back.
I probably should have gotten in touch with the owner to let him know I was coming.
How could anyone so good-looking and with intelligence, too, be so absolutely insufferable?
This little guy he's bringing back. Great Scott, he can't be the owner of a wealthy mine like this.
Senor, this is Pancho. He managed the mine when the owner is away.
Well, well, senor, how is everything?
How do you do, Pancho? You mean the owner isn't here now?
No, senor. Isn't that right, Pancho?
Si, that is so.
Where is he?
Nobody knows. Isn't that so, Pancho?
Si, si, that is so.
No, for the love of heaven.
Senor, I have the idea. Why not writing a letter to the owner?
Where would I send it?
Why, here to the mine, of course. Pancho will keep it. Won't you, Pancho?
Si, si, that is so.
No, great Scott. The way you people do business. Get back into the car, Carlos. Drive us on back to the hotel.
Si, senor. Adios, Pancho. No trabajes, muy duro.
No pierdas cuidado. Adios. Come again soon.
Is something wrong with the car?
Not a thing, senorita.
But then why are we stopping up here on top of a mountain?
Come, senorita. I wish to show you the Andes in the moonlight. Shall I wake up Daddy in the back seat to see the view, too?
No, I don't think that's necessary. Somehow, I don't believe he'd appreciate it.
Sure, shivering, senorita.
Ooh, the night air is chilly way up here. Oh, I don't want to go any closer to the edge of the road than this.
I will hold your arm. Look, senorita, you see? There in the distance, far away, where the moon shined down in the snow on top of the mountains, the moonlight turned the Andes to silver.
Oh, it's wonderful. Everything's so still.
The mountains sleep, waiting in the cold moonlight for the warmth of the sun. They are like you, senorita.
You mean I am like a mountain?
A warm sun has not yet touched your heart, senorita.
Carlos, please. Oh, no.
But if warm kisses were to touch your lips?
Oh, Carlos.
No, brother. Mother.
Oh, Carlos. Oh, Carlos, why let me go? How dare you?
Oh, now you tell me. But you did not say that before I kissed you.
Well, I don't know what I was thinking of.
Shall I tell you, senorita?
Now stop that.
Senorita, if I were not just the driver of this car, if I was someone with a lot of money, would you say, let me go?
That has nothing to do with it. You had no right to...
Fran!
Yes, Dad?
What in thunder are you doing out there?
Why, just looking at the view.
Looking at a view in the dark? Come on, get back in the car. I'm frozen.
And so is your daughter, senor.
Just what was that you said?
Oh, nothing, senorita. But someday you will melt, and that will be something I do not want to miss. But come, senorita. This is no place for you. We will go back to the car.
Well, you got quite a lot of letters, didn't you?
Oh, nothing very much.
Anything from Ralph?
No, there still isn't any letter from him. Why are you looking that way?
I was just glancing through the papers from New York. I just happened to be glancing through the society news. Do you know anything about a girl named Susan Anderson?
Susan Anderson? Oh, I think she's just someone that Ralph knew.
Yes, I guess he did. She's announcing her engagement to him.
Oh, no. But Dad, I can't believe this. I thought, everybody thought that Ralph and I were practically...
Here, Franny, there's no sense working yourself all up about this. I never did think you were very much in love with him.
But, Dad, you liked him.
Sure I liked him. But if you'd been really in love with him, you'd be crying your eyes out now.
Oh, Dad.
If you'd really cared much about Ralph, you'd never even have noticed whether that driver was good-looking or not.
I wonder who he was.
Who?
The driver of our car.
Why, he was the driver of our car.
I wonder if that's all he was.
What difference does it make? He's just some peasant.
Look, Dad, it's a hot night. Let's go over to the plaza and stroll around the bandstand.
So much noise.
Oh, Dad, here, let me take your arm and we'll stroll around.
Okay, let's go. You know, it's a funny thing. All the women walk around the bandstand in one direction, and all the young blades stroll along in the opposite direction. Are they all mad at each other?
No, it's the custom. They do this every night. When they pass each other, they bow and smile and back. Oh, why, good evening, senor.
Buenas noches, senorita, senor.
Good evening, Carlos. Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Now, listen. Did you know that he'd be out here?
Why, how could I possibly know? I never dreamed we'd see anyone we knew. What were you saying, Daddy?
I wasn't saying anything. You know, I've been thinking it over. I believe I'll look up planes to Bolivia and fly back there. I think I'll have another try at their tin mines. I'm certainly not getting anywhere here.
Bolivia? Why, good evening, Carlos.
Buenas noches, senorita, senor.
Hello again. What in thunder did he do? Run around that bandstand?
He certainly must have.
As I was saying, I might just as well go back to Bolivia.
Well, senorita, senor. Buenas noches.
Good evening, Carlos.
Now, that's enough of that. And that's enough of that, too. Oh, for Pete's sake, come on. Let's go back to our hotel.
You want to wait here a minute, Fran? I want to see what they can tell me about planes.
All right, I'll sit down for a minute.
I'll just be a second.
Okay.
Well, senor. Buenas noches.
Huh? Great Scott, you certainly do get around.
Senor, I wish very much to speak with you, please.
Yes, well, all right. Go on, speak to me.
Senor, your visit to my country is not long, no?
No.
So there is little time to waste, no?
Yes. Oh, well, no.
Senor, I can give them many good references. My family is of excellent standing, and my father...
Now, wait just a minute, Carlos. Are you asking me for a job?
Oh, no, senor. I have the extreme honor to ask your permission to pay my respects to your beautiful daughter.
Pay your respects to... Why, great Scott, do you realize who my daughter is?
Oh, si, senor, but I am willing to overlook that.
Wait a minute.
You give permission to pay my most respectable respects, senor?
I do not. Now, see here. You're just a taxi driver, and don't you forget it.
Senor, one minute.
Nothing you can say would make any difference.
I ask your pardon, senor. I make the big mistake. I thought you were a gentleman. I apologize.
Why?
Adios, senor.
Well, of all the impudent young punks, of all the outrageous... Well, that's the trouble. That's the whole trouble with South America. It's filled up with foreigners.
Wait just a minute. I want to speak to you.
Very well, senorita. Speak then.
Carlos, I don't seem to know what to say.
You will excuse me, please. I'm very busy.
No, Carlos, wait, please. Carlos, you mustn't mind the things my father said.
Why not, senorita?
Well, just because he...
Senorita, the matter is closed.
But, Carlos, I'd like to reopen negotiations.
Francisca, you mean...
Oh, yes, Carlos, I do mean...
Oh, Francisca.
Poor Carlos.
Then all the time I am right. You do love me. Oh, my Francisca.
Oh, no, Carlos. Good grief. Now, right out here on the street, everyone is looking.
Let them look. Let them enjoy. Francisca, that day when you asked me to drive you to the tin mine, I knew the minute I see you, I knew that what all my life I am waiting for, at last it is arrived.
I think that happened to me too, Carlos. Now, I've got to get back to the hotel.
But, Francisca, we must talk. We must make the plan.
Oh, we will. Tomorrow.
Mañana?
Yes, mañana. Good night, Carlos.
Hasta mañana, Francisca mía.
Well, where in thunder have you been?
Oh, Daddy, there you are.
I managed to get reservations for us tomorrow on the plane to Bolivia.
Mañana?
What?
Daddy, dear, why don't you just fly on to Bolivia, attend to your tin mines, and then come on back here for me?
Why?
Well, there's just something about Colombia that I think is just... Well, to tell you the truth, Daddy, it's got me.
Come, Francisca Mia, my wife. Do you notice how everyone at the hotel is looking at us?
They are.
They say to themselves, isn't he the lucky fellow? What does she see in him?
Oh, Carlos, let's go to our room.
Never in my life before has there been such a big happiness. Now, here we are. Our first home together. Come, my wife.
Carlos.
Oh, Francisca.
Darling.
Oh. Oh, this is so beautiful. But we waste the time. The honeymoon is waiting.
Carlos, listen. Do you suppose we should wait until Dad comes back from Bolivia?
It is that you wish Daddy to come with us on the honeymoon?
Oh, no, Carlos. It's just that... Well, I wish we'd done what you wanted to do. I wish we'd told Dad before he flew to Bolivia.
Francisca, please do not worry. When Daddy returns, I will explain. Then he will forgive.
Oh, I wish I could be sure.
Francisca, come here to me.
Yes, Carlos?
Now, tell me why it is that your little face is looking like a solemn little monkey.
Well, I just got a guilty conscience, that's all.
No, no, it is more. Did you discover you do not love me?
Oh, Carlos, you know better than that. It's just that it all happened so suddenly. Without stopping to think, we dashed out to the little mission, and then your good friend, the Padre, married us. And, oh, Carlos, there isn't anything in the whole world wrong except... Except that I feel a little mixed up.
But you're not telling me the thing, Francisca.
Oh, Carlos, I don't know. It was just that for a minute I wondered if we should have waited.
But we are sure we love each other. Why should we have to wait?
Oh, someone's at the door, Carlos.
Diablo, we do not care. Francisca, tell me what you say.
I better see what it is.
I do not care what it is. Tell it to go away. No, wait, I will tell it.
No, I'll see. Oh!
Hello, Francis.
What? Why, Ralph.
Well, I intended to surprise you, but I didn't expect you to turn pale.
But, Ralph, listen.
Well, aren't you glad to see... Oh, excuse me. I didn't know anyone was here.
It is all right, senor. I am Francisca's husband.
Carlos, Ralph is an old friend
of
mine.
Wait a minute, Fran. What did he say?
Carlos and I were married this afternoon.
Married? Francis. Oh, wait a minute. What is this, a gag?
Senor, I do not think I like the way you say it.
Good Lord, Fran, you haven't really done a crazy thing like that?
Yes, and it's not crazy.
Oh, my gosh, why didn't I cable you? I thought if I flew right down here, it'd be... Listen, Fran, did you take that engagement notice seriously?
But it doesn't make any difference. It hadn't anything at all to do with it.
But you haven't actually married this fellow. You're just kidding me. You're just trying to give me a jolt to get back at him.
I tell you, it didn't have the slightest thing to do with it. Oh, Carlos, listen.
I am not so stupid as you think, senorita.
But Carlos...
No, wait. There's no sense in losing our heads and getting into a big argument over this. The marriage can be annulled.
Ralph!
It is too bad, senor. But Francisca is my wife, and I do not give away what belonged to me.
Now, listen, my friend. I don't know who you are or anything about you. But can't you realize that a girl like Francis could never care about a foreigner like you?
Ralph, stop it. You're not going to come in here and say these things. You haven't anything at all to do with this. It's not
just
any of your
business.
Just
a minute, Francisca. Senor, I suggest that you leave my wife and me to discuss this thing alone.
Look here. How much will you take to fade out of the picture?
What, Ralph? Oh, how can you?
She will go, senor. At once.
Okay. Talk it over if you want to. I'll be downstairs, Fran. I'll wait down in the lobby till you want me.
Carlos, listen to me.
What is there for you to say, senorita?
We had no right to say those things.
Senorita, I know the ways that you from North America have. You need to punish this man, so you marry me.
No, Carlos, no. I married you because I fell in love with you.
A girl like you would love the common driver of a taxi? Oh, no, 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 senorita.
Oh, Carlos, no. Don't say those things.
I think it is time I tell you about me. You do not know, senorita, that one time I go to Oxford University to study to be the mining engineer, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, but Carlos, listen, please let me explain.
You see, I have been around. I am not just a dumb peasant.
But I didn't think you were, Carlos. I knew you weren't just some ordinary chauffeur. I realized all along
one
that
minute.
You were...
Do you know these all the time?
Why, of course.
All these times, you know the Granada tin mine belonged to me? Do you know that I am the owner?
You are the owner? You own that mine?
Do not try to pretend now. You gave yourself away too soon.
Well, why did you deliberately let us think that you... Well, why didn't you tell us that day?
Senorita, this is the way it is. One day I'm sitting in my own car in front of this hotel. I have heard there is a man come here who make many inquiries about my mine. I plan to see him to find out what it is. Then you run up to me and you say, drive us to the mine. So I drive you, and I find out that Daddy wants to take all the tin back to his own country.
Why must you always put the worst possible construction on things? Dad wanted the tin for our government. They sent him down here.
Hey, what a nice big fat price your government paid Daddy for it, too. So there is another reason why you marry me.
Why, you don't love me at all. You never have, or you couldn't say things like that.
No, senorita. I do not think I could.
And I was feeling so ashamed of myself, so sorry for you, because you thought I married you on the rebound.
Francisca.
What could ever have made me think I was in love with you?
Senorita.
You said I was cold. Why, you're made of ice all the way through.
One minute, senorita. You're right when you say we can never understand each other. Never, senorita. Because it is true that I am a very crude fellow. Adios, senorita.
Well, honey, we've got good news. We all have reservations on the Clipper for late tonight.
Yeah, and before you know it, you'll be clear out of this mess.
But aren't we going to wait until we have the marriage annulled?
We're not waiting for anything. That'll all be taken care of after we get back home.
But what about Carlos? Am I just going to leave here, letting him still...
Listen, Fran, it doesn't matter what he thinks. Let him think anything.
And just forget about the whole bad business. Now, I've got to go over to the foreign office to see some big shot who's rushing our passports through. Come on, Ralph. Oh, wait a minute. Fran, something the matter?
Oh, no. I'm quite all right. Just go on, Dad. I'll finish packing.
Well, take it easy, honey. There's plenty of time. Come on, Ralph.
Oh, I'll be glad when we get her away from this. You didn't let her know that Carlos was here trying to see you, did you?
Great Scott, no. How did you ever get rid of him, Ralph?
Why, I just told him you'd both left for New York.
Didn't he wonder what you were still doing here?
That was my masterpiece. I told him I was staying over to pick up the annulment papers. That stopped him cold.
Well, that's good. I want to get her away from here without seeing him again. Women get such fool romantic notions about things.
Clerk.
Ah, si, senorita.
Will you please get a car for me right away?
Muy bien, senorita. You wish to see the sights of our beautiful city?
No, and I'll drive the car myself. Do you happen to have a map that shows how to reach the Granada tin mine? It's in the foothills of the Andes, and I can't remember just how to get there.
Si, senorita.
And please hurry, because I haven't much time. Oh, senor, could I speak to you, please?
Well, well, senorita, what are you doing here with the storm coming up?
Where will I find Senor Peralta, the owner of the mine?
He's away, senorita. Nobody knows where.
Oh, this time you can tell me where he is, Pancho. I know who he is now and all about the trick he played that other time.
Is that so, senorita?
Where is he, Pancho?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you won't tell me.
Senorita, why you not wait here? Maybe he comes.
When?
Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week.
No, I can't wait.
Yeah, but, senorita, it's better you wait if it's starting to rain.
Oh, thank you, Pancho. Goodbye.
Wait, senorita. Do not drive down the mountain in this storm. It is full of danger. Senorita, return. I will tell you. Senorita.
Hello?
Senor.
Si. This you, Pancho?
Si, senor. How is everything?
It does not matter. Why did you call, Pancho?
The beautiful muchacha Americana was here asking where you are.
What? Did you tell her?
No, senor. Do not worry. I did not tell.
Diablo, Pancho, you fool.
But, senor, you say not to say.
Where is she? Where is she now?
I do not know, senor. She drive off in the car as the storm. It is raining and thunder. Maybe she go over the side of the mountain by now, senor.
Listen, Pancho, get some blankets ready. I will get the car and pick you up as soon as I can.
Senor, it is maybe her car is driving itself off the road.
Be still, Pancho. If you can say nothing but such things, do not say it.
I just think of the things that may be, senor.
Do not think. Keep the flashlight on the road to the sides.
Senor, I see something just off the road. It is her car.
Where? Where is it?
Look, there. It is driven into the tree.
Stop chattering and follow me. Francisca.
How is she, senor?
Francisca, speak to me. Say something. Oh, my poor little one.
She must have hit her head on the steering wheel.
Francisca, my poor little one.
Oh, I do not think she hurt real bad, senor.
Help me with her, Pancho. Be careful. We carry her to the car. Be quiet, Pancho. Do not disturb.
But, senor, you have had no rest for so long, you cannot keep it up.
Be quiet, Pancho. She will wake up soon now.
But, senor, I will sit here with the senorita while you rest. I can sit and look at her just like you, senor.
No, I like to sit and look at her. Go away, Pancho.
I will go away,
senor. Oh, my Francisca.
Hello.
Francisca, bueno, you wake up? Not your well.
How did you get here?
I leave here.
But Where is this?
It is my house. We could not get the medical because the telephone broke itself. But I'm the very good nurse, and now you're well.
You took care of me?
See, I would do it for anyone.
Oh, how long have I been here?
This is the second day.
2 days? Oh, poor Daddy didn't even know I was going out. He'd gone to see someone about our visas.
It is my father he go to see. I tell my father to fix the visas and passports so you can go away quickly.
Your father?
Oh, see. My father at one time was a congressman, like in your country. That is pretty good for the father of a taxi driver, no? I make you feel as bad as I can.
You don't have to try. I couldn't feel worse.
Francisca, why did this Ralph tell me you had left Colombia?
Ralph told you that? Where did you see him?
I go to the hotel to try to see Daddy. I wish to tell him my tin is for sale to his government.
Why, Carlos, what made you change your mind?
Oh, I think what you say. We're all the same to Americas. Now it is the peace. We in South America must help keep the peace. It is not so.
See, Carlos, it is so. Carlos, what about you and me?
Oh, I forget, Senorita. Between you and me, there can be nothing. We are now annulled.
Oh, no, Carlos. Nothing has been done. Did Ralph tell you that, too?
It is not true.
Oh, no, Carlos. Nothing has been done to annul us.
Francisca. Then does that mean... No, wait. 1 minute. Why did you go to the mine? What is the meaning?
I wanted to tell you, Carlos. I didn't marry you to punish Ralph or to get your tin mine.
I try very hard to hate you, but from the first minute I love you. That is why I hate you. It is confusing even to me.
Carlos, do you love me or hate me now?
I love you mientras viva. That means as long as I live, con toda mi alma, with all my soul. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Amici again. We hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Next week's Grand Marquis is a fast-moving comedy of young love involving a guardian who doesn't know when to let his guard down. Try to be with us, won't you, when Grand Marquis offers Virginia Safford Lynn's Love, that is. Good night. Tonight's original play, Wedding in Colombia, was written by Virginia Safford Lynn and produced by Norman Felton. Jim Amici played Carlos, and Burl Vaughn played Francis. Others in the cast were Herb Butterfield, George Kluge, Tony Parrish, and Lucio Garcia. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Next week at this time, Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Virginia Safford Lynn's Love, That Is, starring Jim Amici. Your announcer is George Stone. Grand Marquis comes to you from our Chicago studios. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.